Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Risings, love. It is the first Sunday, and we have made it to a new year. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Bear with me as my body is a little under the weather, but my spirit is strong. I just want to talk to you for a little while. But like always, let's start with a little bit of prayer, because prayer can't hurt nothing. Mother, Father, God, we thank you for a new year, a new day, helping us to make it through the first week of a year. Lord, we ask that you would be with us, that you would lead us and guide us, that your voice would be heard, that your message would be loud and clear, that we will walk according to the will of your spirit. We ask that you would be with us, that you will continue to keep us, cover us, and protect us in this special and sacred space. I give all honor and glory unto the heavens, the universe, and you. I pray, amen. Greetings, loved ones. Here we are, 2024. Who would have ever thought we would make it this far? I'm so excited about this new year. So many new adventures to go on, so many things to accomplish, so many places to see, people to meet, and things to learn, not only about ourselves, but each other, and the spirit of the Most High God. I just wanted to take a few minutes. I won't be here long. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about making sure your plans are lining up with your purpose. Your purpose is everything. Your plans have to line up with your purpose. You know, as I was thinking about it, I had all these big plans and, I want to do some workshops and I want to do, you know, some gatherings. And I've had a few opportunities present themselves to me, and some of them I'm still considering and some of them I may have already agreed to. I have to be sure because, you know, sometimes I say stuff and I have to think about it after. However, when we are lining up with our purpose, there's some key elements that's important. You know, one of the questions that I would hear Mama 7 ask people a lot is, did you pray about that? You know, your prayer life is a part of not just your connection to spirit, but it helps you to line up the purpose in your life. It helps you to figure out the direction and really get a good grip on the way you ought to be going. And so your prayer life, stop making hasty decisions. And 2024 is not the time nor the season to make hasty decisions. Everything should be done with thought and prayer and purpose. So when we start talking about purpose, we all came here with a mission. We all came here with a plan. We were sent here with an assignment. Have you found your assignment yet? Part of my assignment is to do what I'm doing right now. It's to talk about spirit. It's to pray. It's to encourage the hearts of men and women to be their best selves. But then I have other purposes in my life. You know, we have several. If you've been given the honor of being a mother and raising children, there's a purpose in there. We can't do that halfway. We have to really commit ourselves to that work. If you're a wife, you can't do that halfway. There's a commitment and a purpose that we are going forth in. If you are a doctor, a lawyer, teacher, whatever that thing is that you do, you have to make sure that it's a part of your purpose, that you are doing it from the place that we are doing it from love. And I don't want to preach, you know. When I look back over the last 2 years that I've been doing this work with a faith walk, I've been wondering, well, Lord, what is this what you want me to do? And I went back and forth, and I wanted to quit several times. I'm telling you, this is not easy. I wanted to quit several times, but then when I look back and I see the growth and development in my own life, when I see the peace that rests on me when I am in my prayers, when I'm taking the time to truly meditate, when I'm looking at all of the picture and not just the pieces that I want to see, I see exactly how it's a part of the purpose and the plan for my life. So this new year, 2024, is a year of making sure that you are speaking to an existence exactly that what your heart so desires. We're in a season that if you are playing or you are halfwaying it, if you are flying by the seat of your pants, you are going to see the results of that. If you are out of pocket in any way, there is a strong possibility that you're going to reap the karma of that out-of-pocketness instantly. This is a year of instant karma. So be mindful of what you are putting out, because that which you sow, you shall reap. So there's some plans for a faith walk. The presence on Facebook will probably increase. I considered doing TikTok. I don't like to see myself on camera. Pray with me. I don't like to see myself on camera, but I may do some voiceovers. But there's a few things that I'm working on, and as they get closer, then I will share more information, because I don't want to put everything out there and then have to come back, or if something doesn't work out, explain why it didn't. I do have some big projects coming together for this year, and some major changes, life changes that are happening, and so the excitement is real. The encouragement in my spirit is real. The hope that I have that is spreading from each limb to limb and spreading outside of myself is real. But there's some things that I still have to pray about and I still have to go to God for. If there's anybody out there in Radio Land listening, I want you to know that this is not a one-woman show. And this program is not just about Sister Faith. This program is about us. And if you have anything you would like to share over the last couple of years and how you've changed or how your life has increased or gotten better from increasing your prayer life, please press 1 and share and tell me a little bit about your plans for this new year. But in the meantime, let's have a conversation about some things. I'm always coming from the Bible, and it's not because I like to use the Bible. Sometimes, you know, that's the piece that is being given to me, and because I studied the Bible so long when I was young, there's certain scriptures that come to me easily, and to talk about them is important. But I was considering these things as I was thinking about this show, and Spirit gave me this scripture. And I think it's just a reminder. I think it's just a reminder to remind me to do what is right. And so give me one moment. Here we go. So if you have a Bible, if not, pull it up on your phone if you can. If we went to Proverbs chapter 16, these are some of the things that Spirit said to the writer of this word. He said, the six things that the Lord hates, the seventh are abomination to him. These things: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that devises wicked imaginations or wicked schemes, depending on your translation. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaks lies. And he that soweth discord among brethren. When I saw this and I said, you know, I say to myself, so I'm not trying to sow those discord, you know, no way. I've learned to shut up, drink my water, and mind my business. And so, but let's talk about this real quick, because this is not a prayer. This is information. It's wisdom. And I was like, well, he said, this is important for you to go forward with this year. These are the things I need you to be mindful of. That these are the things that I hate and I can't bless. These are the things that will destroy you. These are the things that will tear down everything that you're trying to build. Instead of proud look, you know, and when we think about a proud look, listen, you've seen people who walk around with they chest puffed up and they nose in the air and looking down at people. I'm not saying be humble, but listen, be meek. You know what I mean? You don't got to be so puffed up and so about yourself and into yourself. And pride is terrible. Be careful with that, you know. Of course, a lying tongue. We talk about being honest all the time. Be honest first with yourself. Then it's easier for you to be honest with everyone else. You know that if you just tell the truth, no matter how this thing may fall, no matter how the chips may lay, then you are going to stand, you're going to be able to overcome it. But if you're a liar, I promise you there's downfall in that for you. Of course, we don't want anybody, you shouldn't murder anyone. You shouldn't be the cause of anyone's murder either. Those lies can cause death. Those actions and the bad temperament, the anger, it can cause death. Be careful with that. Don't do that. People who sit back and think about moving on to verse 18, this is not long at all. I'm not going to hold y'all. Y'all hear me struggling to speak. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. You know that there's actually people who sit around and think about how to do harm to someone else. They sit around and think about how to do harm to someone else. It could be any plethora of reasons that they want to do it. It could be jealousy. It could be envy. It could be any plethora of things. And you find yourself wondering, what made them even come up with something like this to do to me? And it's not that it's necessarily only about you. It's about their hearts. Their hearts are wicked. You got to start identifying when someone has a wicked heart. And if you see someone or you're in company of someone who's devising plans to hurt someone else, you might want to get away from them. You might want to cut off communication with them. You might want to separate yourself, because at the end of it, there's trouble. It's their feet that are swift to run into mischief. Oh, what's going on over here? We are adults, but I see grown people do this, jump on bandwagons. I see grown people jump into stuff that has nothing to do with them. I've seen adults, people who claim to be adults, they band together and they do crazy stuff. And you're wondering to you, how old are you? Are you not 60? Are you not 50? Haven't you been here 40 years? When do you stop being a child? When do you grow up and stop getting into mischief, starting stuff? Gossiping, running back to repeat something that didn't need to be repeated. Sometimes wisdom tells us that just because someone said something to you, you don't need to repeat that. It needs to go into the, my dad used to call it the sea of forgetfulness. That is not worth the time or the energy to repeat it. Why are we doing that? A false witness that speaks lies. A false witness will destroy friendships. It will destroy businesses. It will destroy marriages. It will destroy families. A false witness that speaks lies. You speak in lies. You're telling people something as though it's fact, and you have no clue of the truth of the matter. You're just saying anything so that you could be a part of the mix, so that you could be welcomed in, so that you can make people feel good. A false witness that speaks lies is destructive. It's destructive, and you do your soul no justice with it. And finally, he that sows discord among brethren. You causing people to fall out because you have feelings about something. I've seen this happen, and I'm 49. This is my 50th year, y'all. And this year I turned 50. But in my 49 years, I've seen this happen so much that it's sad and sickening. I've seen it happen in friend groups, so where one person may get jealous because they think another person that they have, they adore, is too close to someone else. And so they sow seeds of discord. They start telling those lies, or they start repeating stuff they didn't need to repeat just because someone was venting. They repeat it. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen in businesses, or where two people go into business together and everything is great at first, and then quickly someone is jealous or someone is envious, and they're on the outside. And may be jealous or envious because they are on the outside of it. Instead of encouraging, instead of supporting, instead of building up, they are part of the problem and breaking down and tearing at the foundation. And so it makes you question every foundation. It makes people get closed off. It makes people want to stay to themselves and not be bothered. It makes people say to themselves, oh, no, 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 I can't trust anyone. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, today, as surely as my name is Faith, that it's the connectedness of each one of us that God desires. He needs us to stay connected. These seeds and sowings of these seeds of discord, which is the abomination that God is speaking about in the beginning of this little verse, of this section, this is what it is. This is an abomination. When you sow discord among people who are friends, among people who are brothers or sisters, when you are the architect of that negativity, I promise you, there's a consequence. It's a consequence. You see, I've seen as a child, I remember my dad was a single parent of me for a long time, and he had some women that I just thought that those types of just wasn't good enough for my daddy. And while I'm grown and I see things differently now, I know that whether this situation would have worked or not is neither here nor there. The fact of the matter that this one time in particular, I had to be about 12, I sold all kind of discord. I did everything on this list. Oh, it was she. I did it. Lord, it's me. I was the problem. And I did it with the intention of getting this woman that I did not care for out of the way. I did it with the intention of getting her away from me and my father. But after I got older and my dad and I had a conversation about it, and I told him the truth. I did it. It was me. I was rude to this lady. I did it. The truth of the matter was, it wasn't my place. And sometimes when you're sowing seeds of discord, when you throw it in your little, you might have had a conversation with someone else. And, yeah, you had this conversation. You may have been frustrated. You may have been going through something at the time. But they take what you said and then they add their own spin to it and try to explain what you meant by something you said. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's a seed of discord, an abomination. Because you don't know what God had intended for that group. You don't know what God had intended for that, with the plan of that group of people, or what work was intended to be done, that now you have come in and destroyed it. You have, you damaged it. Will they ever trust each other enough to do my will? This is why it's an abomination. Will they ever trust each other enough to go forth and do what I'm asking of them? But we're all connected. And when we have a cancerous cell, it must be cut out. When we have a tumor, because that's how I see those type of people. You are a tumor. You are dangerous. You will spread and cause more disease. You spread and cause more disease. He that sows discord among brethren, all from lies. Honesty is so important. Please get, if you're not an honest person, you know your heart. You know if you like lying. You know you lie about what you're drinking. Everybody can see the bottle, and you can see you open the bottle. And that it says spring water on the bottle, but only you know if there's water in that bottle or if it's liquor. Don't lie about what you got. Just because someone else may be blessed with a little bit, it seems like a little bit more than you, doesn't mean that they have more than you. You don't know what kind of prayers they prayed. You don't know the hell they went through. You don't know the work they do. And behind doors when nobody else can see, but spirit can. The ancestors know. Don't waste your time on jealousy about stuff. These are things. When I look at walls, I can see the energy that's holding these walls together. It's just the amount of energy that they put in. Why don't you take the time to learn how to use that energy and channel your energy to get the things that your heart desires instead of looking at someone else? Why don't you do that? Why don't you take the time to pray and get to know God? Take the time to meditate and go within and find the answers. Take the time to connect with other people who are willing to help you find your true path and your purpose. That's a purpose. Back to purpose. A false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among brethren, they are messing with the purpose. And we all know that God's word does not return to him void, that it will fulfill exactly what it was proposed. It was the purpose of it and the plan, God's perfect plan. But when you intercede with foolery, I'm telling you, 2024 is not, I'm trying to warn those who are doing it, because this year is not the year for it. It's an abomination. Do you know what happens to abominations? They get destroyed. You do not wish to be destroyed. My desire for anyone who is connected to me or linked to me in any way is that they have good health, happiness, and prosperity. I want you all to prosper. I want you all to do well. Whether that means I get to be at the party and celebrate you, or I just hear about it in an afterthought, I want good things for everyone. That's it. But when you are working against spirit and you are dangling or finagling, or that's not the word, still can't find the word that I want to use. When you are messing with situations, when you are putting your hands in pots they have no business being in, when you are having conversations or making phone calls or sharing information that no one asked you to share, I promise you, you are getting into a space and a place of abomination. You are sowing seeds of discord. You are going to reap the consequences of it. Back in November, Mama Seven said, watch your mouth. She said, watch your mouth. And I remember she said it in passing, and it wasn't even something that I don't even think everybody caught on to. But I heard her, and I thought that in my file case, because that goes in my toolbox. Hey, don't forget, watch your mouth. Be careful what you say. Be careful how you speak. Be careful what you do. Be careful. Watch you. Watch what you are letting, because the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you want to watch your mouth. Don't speak curses over people's lives. Don't speak negativity over anyone or anything. Don't be so foolish enough to believe that you will come out all right when you've done so much wrong. Listen. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to get something to drink. Apologize. Listen, we are not in a place or a space that we have time to play. You should have been planning. This is a planning season. Those of us who know that this calendar is off, we know that in the spring is our actual new year. When we hit the springtime, we should be running full throttle with every plan that we started working on back in November. When we spoke in December, I told y'all, start now making your plan. Forget a resolution. Let's make a plan on where you want to go and where you want to be, who you want to be. When I think about that, back in November, I started a cleanse, and then God came out of my fast, and I was like, okay, we're in a way. And let me tell you the truth, I ate so much junk. I ate more meat than I've eaten in almost a year. And then Spirit just as quickly said, no more. And I can't, for the life of me, even trying. I will go and get fruit and vegetables. I've eaten fruit and vegetables. It is now my snack. I haven't eaten the junk food. Candy, I'm not interested. Chocolate, every once in a blue moon because of the hormonal issues that I may have. But listen, the excess of anything is not important to me right now. Drinking, I might have a drink. You know, smoking weed, I don't need it. I'm not interested. Y'all can do what you do, but I don't need to be high. I need to be grounded right now. I don't want to float. I don't got no judgment, but it's not for me. Let me tell you something. My spirit is being cleansed out. I'm being cleaned and renewed because the plan has to go forward and where I need to go. I don't have no time for distractions. Not in my body, not in my mind, and not in my spirit. If you can't jump on board and do the work, then I need you to stay on the ground and go and do whatever it is you was doing. But for right now, I have a point of contact. I have a place I'm appointed to be, and that's in the spring. And when the seasons and the trees bloom again, I'm ready because I'm going to bloom with them. Do the work, people. Foolery. Let's pull back from the nonsense. Let's stop the phone tag. If it's not about a positive thing, if it's not about, oh, how can I help you and lift you up, If it's not about you standing up on your own two feet, listen, my purpose is to tell you the good news that you can stand on your two feet. That's the good news. You can get up. You can change your life around. You don't have to go down that path. You can choose a better way. You can live a righteous life. You can live a holy life. You can live a clean life. You can walk upright. You can have the business that you want. You can have the children that you want. You can have the man or the woman that you want. You can have whatever it is, as long as done as long as it's done properly, that you're not hurting anyone else in the process. And even if hurt comes, because love sometimes is funny like that, we'll say, oh, you all in love with this person? Oh, that's cute, but that's not your person. Here, I got somebody else for you brand new because you've done the work. Do the work on you. Stop running your mouth. Stop getting into foolishness. Stop coming up with ugly plans and divisiveness. Stop sowing discord among your brothers and sisters. Stop getting on the phone playing telephone tag. I'm not interested. I'm not interested. If you call me, you better be sure to know that we only going to talk about positive things. I got great plans coming. I have things that I'm going to be reaching out to people asking for us. Hey, can you help me with this? Oh, I need help with that. Oh, I need your presence here because it is not for me. This is so that everybody in the collective is blessed. But as long as we see big eyes and little U's, as long as we have, oh, she got more, she thinks she's all that, as long as we have, I'm too busy for you. I can't make time for you. Then that's between you and God. You go deal with some consequences. You go miss out on your blessings. You go miss out on some opportunities where God might have been set a person up so that you could be presented with an opportunity of a lifetime. But we spend so much time all about me, I, what I want, what they did, what he said, what she said. We don't got time for that no more. It's 2024. I'm almost 50, y'all. I just think that's so comical because I feel 22. I'm not 22. I don't act 22 in my body. I'm a little sick right now, but I feel in my spirit like I'm a 20-year-old. Like I have the strength and the tenacity of a 20-year-old, but I have the wisdom and the knowledge of a 50-year-old. That's a blessing. We got to move forward in those positive things. We have to walk tall. We have to speak strong. We have to be sure of our purpose and make our plans. Like I said, I'm a little under the weather. I'm so grateful that my show was able, the program was able to be pushed back a little bit, so I had a little bit more time to wake up. I was trying to give y'all a strong voice, but I'm going to leave you on this note, your purpose and your plan. Don't forget. Keep these types of people out of your space. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. I tell you the truth. I would rather you all have a blessing than a curse. I would rather see you as the blessing than the one who will be destroyed. Please don't be an abomination. Because all abominations will be cast out of my life. Watch your mouth. It's 2024. Watch your mouth. So since I didn't have anyone press one, I'm going to say to you all lovely people, you lovely souls, I love you with the love of the Lord. Let's pray, and I'm going to let you go. Mother, Father, God, the great I am, the keeper of heaven and earth and all the universe. We thank you now for this little message, for this words of encouragement. I thank you for the health and strength that you've given me to even sit here and get through this. I ask that your light be shined on everyone and in their hearts and minds, that you would send protection over the households, that you would make sure the provisions that's necessary is before them, that their dreams will come to light, that they will walk according to the will and the purpose that you have placed inside of them, that they will stand up in you, O God, and find that they are connected to each and every person on this earth, that they will find a place in the space for love and not hate, that they will find peace and not war, that they will have happiness and joy and not sorrow and despair. I ask that your spirit would rest upon every ear and every household that is connected or hears this message. I thank you now. I give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. I pray. Amen. Until next month, people, be well, be whole, and walk close with the Lord. Amen.